This is HPR episode 2192 entitled, Fun with Oscilloscopes. It is hosted by M1RR0R5H4D35, and is about 10 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, taking a look at oscilloscope music.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello world, it's me again, and today I'm going to talk about an interesting thing I found on the internet. It's a little bit different, not very practical, but very, very cool, and maybe some of you out there already know it. I might be the last guy to the party on this one, but I just found this, and it was really very interesting. So what I'm talking about is oscilloscope music, which I think is kind of a misnomer. Technically, it goes through a vectorscope, which is a type of oscilloscope. And if I'm understanding it right, it uses the deflection on X and Y axis. And this genius guy, he figured out that he could use that to draw pictures. Now, obviously, you can run audio through, you know, an oscilloscope, and you get the waveform, and it's all cool looking and everything. And, you know, for a long time, there's been a lot of, like, visualization. I remember back in, like, 1998, Winamp, it had a lot of visualization plugins that used waveforms. Some of them were really cool. Some of them had 3D acceleration. They used OpenGL and had all these trippy colors, and they were really, really cool. But this is definitely different. I would say it's similar to that, but what you will actually see is not just 2D, but 3D shapes. And sometimes they're animated on the vectorscope screen, and they're being drawn by nothing but sound. And if you're listening to this, I'm going to put in the show notes, and if you're listening to this on the go somewhere and you can't look at them right now, that's fine. But you owe it to yourself to look at some of the links I'm going to put in the show notes. The first one is just a video of this, so that you can see what I'm talking about, because some things you just have to see. My words cannot do them justice. The first video is just a track of music being played through a software oscilloscope, so that you can see the effect it has. Now, the guy that made this, actually, first I should say, if we jump down to the second link, that is a link to the original Techmoan video that first turned me on to this. The guy at the beginning of the video builds an old oscilloscope, and then he shows you how to set it up for this sort of thing. I'd never heard of this, but after I saw that video, I did some more research, of course, because that's what you do, right? And I came across the video, and this is the third link in the list, of the guy who partially created this, or the method of creating this, because it's not what you think, I promise. It's not just spaghetti noodles moving around on the screen. There's some really intricate stuff that happens, and you're going to really miss out if you don't watch the whole video. But this video of the guy who essentially created this, he did it with Blender, And I guess he figured out that you can, when you run audio through the oscilloscope, of course it makes the waveform on the screen. And there's a mathematic principle behind that, and he could reverse the process. And by doing that, he could, you know, draw 3D shapes, and it would play the corresponding sound. So you could essentially use that to create music that would draw pictures on the screen, create, you know, 3D animated, just really cool stuff. And that's another thing that's really kind of interesting about this, is that it is music. It may not be music that you like, but it is music. It does sound a little bit like techno, which I know some people feel that's just like a bunch of random noise. But when I say random noise, it does sound like techno music. It doesn't sound like your 1995 modem dialing up into AOL or anything. So there's a video where he explains all that, how he sort of came upon this method of doing this. And then the next link is the YouTube channel for the guy who actually creates the music, and he's got a lot of videos there of the technique being demonstrated with a bunch of tracks. So this guy actually created an album, and you can buy it on his website, which I also put down there for you, oscilloscopemusic.com. I don't think it's very much. I think it's like £5 or something. But it's an entire album of musical tracks that you can play through a vectorscope if you have one, and watch it do its thing. If you don't have a vectorscope, there is a software oscilloscope that you can get. I put a link for that too. It's cross-platform, runs on Windows, Mac, and Linux. I think if you run it on Windows 10, you might have to grab a DLL file, but it'll let you play these tunes through it and see the animations and the cool visualizations that it creates. But he also has on YouTube, I think there's most of the tracks are there if you want to search for them. He's got them on his channel, and you can see the music draw the sounds on the oscilloscope screen. It's very, very cool. It's something I had not seen. I'd seen similar stuff, like I said, with, you know, waveform visualizations on Winamp and later, of course, Microsoft's whatever it was, media player that they shipped with, I think, what was it, 7, version 7 and up, had those built-in visualizations that weren't quite as good as the ones that Winamp had. So yeah, I mean, the technique isn't exactly new necessarily, or the idea of it, but it's not quite the same thing, because what you're going to see in the screens, like there's one of like a stick man riding a bicycle while the background, which is like mountains and stuff, scroll by. Probably the most intricate one is some 3D mushrooms that spring kind of just out of nowhere. They just grow up out of nowhere, and it creates like a mushroom garden, and there's a butterfly that flies through, and it's animated. That one's really cool. That one's a little tough to top. There's some other stuff too, these Tetris blocks that sort of move around, and it's really cool. You just really need to see it. Also, just for fun, in the show notes, I found, just looking up stuff about oscilloscopes, I found a guy who figured out how to run video through an oscilloscope screen. I'm sorry, I'm very, very tired. I've been up all night. And finally, just as an extra little fun thing, there's a guy who's actually running Quake through an oscilloscope. You don't ask me how he did that. That's really cool. He describes it in the show notes on his video, but as with a lot of things, it's really hard to describe how cool these things are with just an audio recording. You really need to be able to see them, and if you see them, I think you'll probably be like me and want to see more. And if you already are into this, or you're somebody who is also creating oscilloscope music, it would be great to hear from you. I would like to hear more about this. It would be great if you recorded an episode and describe in a little bit more detail how it's done. I know that, like I said, in the original video when they were first creating the their method of doing it, they were using Blender. And I know that there's some other software that gets used too to sort of create the music. But it's more detailed than I could really get into in just a single episode. And it's not something that I do personally, but I found it's really interesting. It's something you should really check out. All the links are in the show notes. And that's about all I got for you today. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.